Well, we know it goes back, actually, prior to 9/11. Their involvement with elements of AQ Khan's Pakistani network, which involved really prominent Pakistani scientists traveling to Afghanistan to talk to them and explain to them what was involved in nuclear weapons and nuclear materials. That interest is, you know, now over 10 years running, and that they've attempted to do it. They apparently attempted to buy material and all that was on offer, and must, and this has been going on since the fall of the Soviet Union, and they're not the only people to have been tricked by essentially confidence men offering to sell stuff that was not what it seemed to be. I don't think that in any way diminishes the assertion and the concern that they might at some point be successful in obtaining material, or God help us, even a weapon itself that is escaped from the inventory of one state or another. They are determined to do it. I think they lack the technical capability themselves to put together an actual working nuclear weapon. They certainly don't lack the capability to do a dirty bomb or radioactive dispersion device. That doesn't take much technical capability. They're out there, and it is a concern, and should be a concern. It's just not they're not the only bad groups running around, is all I would say.
Could you you mentioned these people that are trying to make these deals with al-Qaeda for things that they can't deliver on. Could you tell me what, again, these people or these groups are?
Well, there has been now, since the fall of the Soviet Union, a fairly substantial criminal black market confidence artist offering to sell to the Iranians, to the Iraqis, to al-Qaeda and other groups, everything ranging from, in one case I know, they offered a nuclear weapon. They didn't have a nuclear weapon. They've offered plutonium, high-enriched uranium, radioactive sources. And in a number of cases, they have had access to that material. In other cases, they had something that there's something that goes back a long ways but is still on offer, something called red mercury, which is a pigment, largely a pigment of imagination, of something that was supposedly essential to a nuclear weapon. It's not. But you find this still being offered by this network of criminal black marketeers, confidence men, essentially. It takes up a great deal of time of the intelligence services, of the police and customs authorities, particularly in Europe and the Middle East, because you can't dismiss them as just being hucksters. They may indeed at some point end up with access to real material. They've approached al-Qaeda. We know that. There's been enough talk and chatter in the al-Qaeda network to make that abundantly obvious. And they have approached a number of other groups and states as well.
One former KGB operative who defected to the United States mentioned that after the fall of the Soviet Union, some high-ranking scientists actually tried to take some of the material away to sell it later because they recognized they were going to fall on hard economic times. Do you believe that is some of that stuff is still floating around out there, some of that material?
There was so much in the Soviet Union days around, and it was so poorly controlled. It was essentially guns, gates, and guards, which largely disappeared when the Soviet Union collapsed, that I have no confidence that it's all under control. In fact, one of the things that has not been dealt with by this administration or the previous one is to get the Russians to come out and responsibly talk about control of the vast number of tactical nuclear weapons and the components of tactical nuclear weapons that existed with the collapse of the Soviet Union. I don't think anyone from the outside has had anything other than Russian words to give one confidence that that's under control. So I think it's pretty obvious that there may well be a substantial amount of material that could be outside of the control of Russian government authorities right now.
Former UN weapons inspector Dr. David Kaye. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.